Given what's been going on over the past few years in Ukraine, a violent political revolution in 2014, and now a war with Russia, you'd assume Ukrainians would be in a grim state of mind. But instead, their comedy industry is thriving. Long before President Volodymyr Zelensky became a politician, he represented his country in a different way. Here he is as a college student competing in a Russian comedy competition called KVN. He won the competition and became a star. And then after the war between Ukraine and Russia started, the Russian show was pulled off the air, and Zelensky launched a Ukrainian version. Gregory Warner went to see what comedy looks like in a country at war.
It's called the Liga Smecha, the League of Laughter. And the winner of this regional competition will head to the national championships to represent eastern Ukraine, the part of the country most affected by the war with Russia. Today, each team is rehearsing a comic sketch that they've written on the theme of a foreign country. La Planeta is an all-women's team, and their theme is Spain, although they use that to make jokes closer to home. So, in this scene, Vika Pitorna is playing a woman from the 17th quarter. It's the local Skid Row. And then she gets magically transported to a Spanish city, and she's got no idea where she is. So, she's walking down the street, and she sees a guy. Look at that man. He doesn't have a black eye. He doesn't have perigar, which is a word that means the gasoline breath of a person the day after a drinking binge. I don't think that word exists in English. Later, she starts rapping about her knockoff brands, like a Chinese Louis Vuitton. I got shoes in the style of Dolce & Gabbana. The heel fell off. It was fixed by my mama. All these threads thanks to the Zhytomyrskaya Fabric Factory. This factory reference, it's strategic, aimed at the local audience of mostly factory workers. But this team, it turns out, they are not local. They are college students from the capital, Kyiv. They took the train 400 miles out here to kind of crash this local competition. And some of the other contestants see them as interlopers. Sasha Serdyuk is the coach of one of those local teams. He tells me he knows this formula when a team comes from out of town. There's three questions you ask the locals to come up with your material. What's the sketchiest nightclub? What's the public construction project that's been stalled by corruption the longest? And what's the roughest neighborhood, in this case, the 17th quarter? He's told his team, don't do that.
No stereotypes, please, come on. Let's do it sarcasm, but not stereotypes.
Serdyuk's team is from a town called Mariupol. It's a port city in southeast Ukraine, quite near the front lines of the war, where the local industry has been devastated by Russian blockades. His team is scattered in different cities and different countries because the local economy doesn't support a comedy career. And they've reunited for this competition. But since they're not letting themselves really make fun of Ukraine, only the U.S., their sketch, it's like every American action film cultural stereotype mashed together. You have aliens in cornfields and the Statue of Liberty getting blown up. And John Travolta. After it's done, the celebrity comics who are here to advise the teams seem underwhelmed. One says, the sketch, it's still uncooked. You have to fill it up with jokes. Afterward, in the hallway with the team.
Can I ask a question?
I attempt to offer some advice.
What about, like, Trump and Zelensky? Trump.
Serdyuk tells me, Trump, he's too familiar.
Many on television this joke.
And Giuliani.
Not many people.
There could be some
not a household name.
People may not know it here.
We have our Ukrainian Giuliani.
We have plenty of our own Ukrainian Giulianis, he says. But the team doesn't want to joke about those characters either. When I asked another member of the team, Vova Sivak, what he wanted to portray about Mariupol, this troubled city so close to the war, he tells me, we want to show our town in the best possible light, as happy and cool. We've had a lot of changes in our region, but we have good people. This team sounded less like comedians, more like politicians. But this competition, it's comedy. It's not a game of looking proud or dignified. So I wanted to know, how did Zelensky do it? When he was a competitive comic, how did he represent his region on the comedy circuit? So I called up Alexei Semenenko.
Alexei?
Hi.
a professor at Stockholm University in Sweden who researches Russian comedy.
I mean, they didn't represent, this is probably not the word, but still,
and he corrected me.
They exploit this identity. And
Zelensky exploited stereotypes about Ukraine, made them funny for the rest of the world.
There was not a problem in the 90s. That became a political question now, I mean, since 2014, of course.
Since 2014, meaning since the war with Russia. It's harder to know how to make fun of yourself when the other side is trying to use those stereotypes against you. But if this local team from Mariupol feels muted by the war, the women's team from the capital, they've also struggled to find their voice. Vika Pithorna tells me all of them spent time on co-ed comedy teams. It was not a good experience. The guys, she says, muscle in with their bruh. And she was inspired when Zelensky created a show of all-women comics. She told me that through comedy, you can set yourself free in Ukraine. You can start something new, a show, a startup. And she thinks that Ukrainians voted for Zelensky not because they liked him so much, but because they could see he worked hard. She sees comedy as a similar platform to prove herself. At the semifinals, the women's team slides into first place in the first round with their sketch. But the second round is lightning improv. The game is to fill in sentences. The second part of the sentence, it's a little bit Soviet, is that's why there is no heat. So the Mariupol team tries a joke about the mayor filling up his bathtub with the hot stuff. And that's why there is no heat. And the crowd loves it. The team makes it to the next round. Maybe because they finally did use the familiar stereotypes of corruption, alcoholism, that people recognize. In the end, a local team is declared the winner, and they'll head to the finals this February. And they know that everyone out there in the rest of Ukraine only knows the bad stuff about their town, the polluted factory air, the massive unemployment, and the war. So they'll start off making fun of all that, just as a hello. And then they'll drop the cheap jabs and just try to be funny.
That was Gregory Warner with an excerpt from the NPR podcast, Rough Translation.